This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's leaders sought Tuesday to reassure the nation an invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, even as they acknowledged the threat is real and received a shipment of U.S. military equipment to shore up their defenses. Moscow has denied it's planning an assault, but has massed an estimated 100,000 troops near Ukraine in recent weeks and is holding military drills at multiple locations in Russia. That has led the United States and its NATO allies to rush to prepare for a possible war. U.S. President Joe Biden told reporters Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, continues to build forces along Ukraine's border, and an attack would be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world, he said. Several rounds of high-stakes diplomacy have failed to yield any breakthroughs, and tensions escalated further this week. NATO said it was bolstering its deterrence in the Baltic Sea region, and the U.S. ordered 8,500 troops on higher alert for potential deployment to Europe as part of an alliance so-called response force, if necessary. The U.S. and its allies have threatened sanctions like never before if Moscow sends its military into Ukraine, but they have given few details, saying it's best to keep Putin guessing. The U.S. State Department has ordered the families of all American personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to leave the country and said that non-essential embassy staff could leave. Ukrainian authorities, however, have sought to project calm. Speaking in the second televised speech to the nation in as many days, President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukrainians not to panic. Russia has said Western accusations are merely a cover for NATO's own planned provocations. This is VOA News. Just 2 days from inaugurating its next president, Honduras is mired Tuesday in a legislative crisis. Early in the morning, when the new Congress was scheduled to open its first session, rival congressional leadership teams convened two simultaneous competing sessions. One loyal to President-elect Xiomara Castro convened inside the National Congress chamber. The other, led by breakaway members of her own party, was carried out virtually with the support of the party of outgoing President Juan Orlando Hernandez and another opposition party. The political schism has the potential to make it almost impossible for Castro to govern Honduras and appears to be the primary objective for some of those involved. Supporters of Burkina Faso's new junta rallied on Tuesday as the UN, France, and the poor Sahel country's neighbors condemned its latest coup. Army officers in the notoriously volatile West African state detained President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore on Monday amid deepening anger over his handling of the jihadist insurgency. The former French colony is now in the hands of a junta led by a lieutenant colonel. Several hundred people gathered in the heart of Burkina Faso's capital, waving flags and sounding horns in a loud show of support for the junta, while hawkers nearby sold posters of the new strongman. The junta late Monday suspended Burkina's constitution, dissolved the government and parliament, and closed the country's borders. On Tuesday, the junta announced the resumption of air traffic while reopening land borders for vehicles carrying humanitarian, military, and essential goods. Libya's parliament, in a push to replace interim Prime Minister Abdelhamid Dbeibe on Tuesday, published criteria governing candidates for the post. Dbeibe is the rival of the parliament speaker, and the move comes a month after UN-sponsored presidential elections were delayed. The ballot was intended to help move the North African country past a decade of chaos following the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that toppled dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The December 24th election was postponed following months of wrangling over its legal basis and who could stand. Dbeibe's rivals then claimed that his government's mandate is over, although some members of parliament have said his administration should stay in place until the new elections. The United Nations has also called for a new date for the presidential ballot rather than a government reshuffle. Dbeibe has said he will only hand over power to an elected government. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or you can follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.